My Father, my God, I thank you so much for this afternoon. I'm grateful. I'm grateful. I'm grateful. Father, thank you for Pastor and Mommy. I'm grateful. I'm so grateful for their lives. Thank you for the years, Lord, they have labored over this house, Lord. Thank you for creating this open heaven, setting a ladder, and through intercession, maintaining the same, that men might go up and come down on their shoulders. Lord, they shall no one lose their reward in this end time. But the husbandman that laboreth shall indeed be partakers of first fruit. Father, as going to your word afternoon, I strip myself of every confidence that my yet have, my knowledge I have to pray. I place all of my confidence in your message, in the grace of Lord Jesus, and the help of the Holy Spirit to use the preparation, to use knowledge that was given to me through the fathers of the house, in the name of Jesus Christ. Help me to redeem your time, not to say things that are necessary. As the word goes forth, let it go forth in power, in accuracy, in simplicity, in the comfort and love of the Holy Spirit, to do our internal and eternal work in the hearts and lives, in the name of Jesus Christ. Causing our wills to become more humble, our minds to further enlightened by revelation of the Christ life. Our emotions to be further controlled by the power of the Spirit of the Holy Spirit. Lord, as I go into your word this afternoon, I'm trusting you for mercy and grace. Lord, Lord, I set up my right hand. Help me, Lord, to speak as an oracle of God. As I speak, Lord, help me to bring forth out of the treasure of your word things both old and new, as a scribe instructed unto the kingdom in the name of Jesus. Once again, I duck under cover of my self spiritual praise that, Lord, you will hide me behind that rock. And that rock, Lord Almighty, will lead us and bring us to the expected end that you have for us in service this day. Help me to redeem the time, not to say things that are necessary. In Jesus' name, praise the Lord. Last week, Pastor and Mommy were sharing, and Pastor brought a message titled that Africa will surely rise. And we're all here when Mommy came and then confirmed the word and gave a prophetic word from Isaiah chapter 5, verse 26. We're talking along those lines. So as I waited on the Lord and I was studying and meditating upon, pondering upon my heart, the Lord spoke to me. And I believe I have a word for us today. This is very, very important. So we need to take heed to what we'll be sharing today. Praise the Lord. So he shared from that message, Africa will surely rise, from the CMS school song. And he brought out two phrases, which I've just mentioned. He said, hidden here, the secret lies. Let's say that, hidden here, the secret lies. Let's again, hidden here, the secret lies. So we preach along those lines. He said quite a lot of things. I encourage you to get that message, if not, and listen to it over and over and over. And God will open it up to you. Then he also brought out another phrase from that same school song. And he said, fighting with a spirit sword. Let's say they're fighting with a spirit sword. So he said something which I will say by asking a question. What is the secret? It says, hidden here, the secret lies. Said that secret is in Africa, also in Nigeria. It's also in you. As you go on, you will see. And he said that, look, that secret is the education, the secular education, and also the spiritual education that the early missionaries brought to Africa. That is the secret. That is the secret that will bring about the end time harvest and all we'll be hearing about. That God knew back then when he sent the early missionaries. When they came, they did not only come with the gospel. They came with education. Because you have to be educated to be able to read and write so that you can understand the scriptures. Are you following me? Praise the Lord. So that is the secret. So secular education and spiritual education. Praise the Lord. Both of them are very important. But like Pastor normally mentions when he's preaching, said that John Wesley said that it is more important to have a spiritual education than to get a university degree. And he himself got a degree. Listen, guys, it is more important to get a spiritual education than to get a university degree. Very important. We don't despise that. We need to be educated. Thank God we are all educated, I believe. At one level or the other, you're still in school. And there's nothing wrong in aspiring to improve. It is very important. But, you see, but upon that, you cannot have and lean in this end time, if you want to fulfill your destiny in its fullness, only on your secular education or whatever degree you have. Praise the Lord. So that is the secret. And he spoke about Chief Obafemi Awolowo. When the missionaries finished what they did, these are the ones that they took it up and they began to build schools, universities, OAU, University of Ife, University of Ibadan. Why? They took it up. And up in now, as we are talking, we have many examples of which I'll mention even here by the grace of God. We are privileged to, of the importance of this secular education. Lifeworth International School is an example. We have many others. We're not the only ones. But we need to know that God did not do these things just for doing sake. Because it's very important. But it's like I said, it is more important to have this spiritual education than to get a university degree. You see, because if you have a secular education alone and you don't put on top of it that spiritual education. It will be similar to Moses building a tabernacle without a spiritual education. There won't be the glory of God inside. So all that knowledge he had, you know, in all the land of Egypt, he could have built a tabernacle, but have been an empty carcass because God would not fill it. Because he wouldn't have had, because he didn't have a spiritual education. But thank God he did. So you can see the importance. All those years spent in Egypt, 40 years learning, you know, in all the wisdom of Egypt and all that. That's why he said he forsook it. Why did he forsake it? Because he said, look at this thing. He's not going to take me to where God wants me to take. He said he was not ashamed to of the reproach. He said, freely to suffer with the people of Christ then, and to enjoy the presence of sin in Egypt for a season. Same thing with Paul. If Paul, with all his education that he learned at the foot of Gamaliel, was a lawyer, if you had to write all the epistles and all those letters, are you following me? Without a spiritual education, it will be letters without the spirit. And the Bible said, the letter killeth and the spirit giveth life. That's why, like he said, I count it all dung. Brothers, sisters, you need to see something. Because if you don't see it, or the importance of a secular education, you will not pay the necessary price in forsake or denying yourself to get it. At the end of the day, you can have a head full of knowledge and numbers. I don't care whatever you have. It cannot fulfill God's end time purpose. Let me bring it home to us, the children of Ham. Not to have a secular education. Are you following me? In this day, as people from beyond the rivers of Ethiopia, is for us to remain the servants of servants and keep on serving Shem and Japheth. You know why? Have a word for the sons of Ham. As we go now, mention it. You see, this yoke that somebody black race. How do you find a black race, a black man rise? I mean, we have them. Obama is an example. But you see, the number is far and in between. Other is here, and I see subject to the children of Ham. But God has said something. He said that, Lord, in this end time, the first shall become the last, and the last shall become the first. So, if you have a secular education alone, and don't take your spiritual education serious, you're going to remain a servant of servants. Not that you're not rich, you're poor. Ham wasn't poor. Cain and the curse came upon, they were not poor. But he said, be a servant of servants unto Japheth and unto Shem. So it's very, very important. We cannot overestimate, the importance of spiritual education. It's very important. So what is God trying to do? What God is trying to do is this. God is fixing in this end time to reverse that order, because he is just and righteous. So the sons of Ham will not come and say, God, after all, my father made a mistake, and how come we've not forgiven? God is just, so the cushion shall be balanced. But the advantage that we have is this, is that, Lord, Shem started with Passover into Pentecost. You see, and then I flowed over, you know, into with all we had up to that time is Pentecost. So God wants to reverse the order. Thank you, Holy Spirit. So what am I saying? You see, when you have that secular education, God now superimpose his power upon that education. That is important. He cannot put that power on something that is empty. So it is that will now multiply and now open your eyes to see. So it cannot be a sign and wonder in this end time. That's why the best example is Bezalel in the Bible. I've just mentioned it. It's the book of Exodus chapter 35, verses 30 to 34. When they are going to build the tabernacle, God said, go and look at wise hearted men, those that were skilled. And now called them. He said, I have called them. And Moses said unto the children of Israel, see, who has done this? The Lord. Who has done it? The Lord. Had called by name Bezalel, the son of Uri, the son of Hur, of the tribe of Judah. Next verse. And he had done what? Filled him with the Spirit of God in wisdom, in understanding, and in knowledge, and all manner of workmanship. You can't breathe it when you get home. So God saw this guy. The guy was, you know, he was an artisan. He could build, he could work all kinds of things, you know. So God saw he had that education. He was educated. So God now took that. You see, that alone could not have done the work of the tabernacle. So God had to fill him with, that was what made the difference. That was going to make us 10 times better than our peers. Are you following me? So it's very, very important. Praise the Lord. So what I said, hidden here, the secret lies. What secret? We're talking about focusing today on the spiritual education. What secret? The Bible talks about the woman. There's a woman in the Bible talking about the kingdom of God. He said she took leaven and hid it in 3 measures of meal until the whole was leavened. I'm here to tell you that whole is being leavened right now in the name of Jesus Christ. Spirit, soul, and body. The Bible says that thy word have I hid in my heart, that I must sin against. Not only to sin against him. It's when you hide that word in your heart, the light now begins to spring out. Because the entrance of his word giveth light and understanding to the simple. You're not only hiding the word in your heart so that you know that is important, but also hiding it in your heart so you can fulfill your destiny. I found that God can demonstrate to principalities and powers the manifold wisdom of God through his church. Praise the Lord. So what are we saying? Let's go to the scripture for today. 2 Timothy chapter 2 verse 15. Thank you, Holy Spirit. 2 Timothy chapter 2 verse 15. Paul made this statement. He was talking to Timothy, his son. But it does not only apply to a pastor. It applies to all of us. There was a study to show thyself approved unto God, a workman that needed not to be ashamed, rightly doing what? Dividing the word of truth. Like pastor said, if you can rightly divide, you can wrongly divide. We'll read it one more time. Study to show thyself approved unto God, a workman that needed not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. Praise the Lord. He did not say study to show yourself approved unto pastor. He didn't say study to show yourself. It does nothing wrong if you have a son in the house, in the natural spirit or in the spirit, for them to have an understanding. But it's not if that is your motivation to please man, you may not be approved. Because you see, you are going to set a ceiling upon yourself. That is, if they mark you and say, okay, you are okay, they think you are okay. Although through spiritual oversight, like we have, they will know when you are not okay. They will know whether these are just cramming scriptures and just pointing out verbatim. And when I say, study to show yourself approved unto God, a workman that needed not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. So what is the word of truth? I'll define. The word of God is truth. Bible says John 17:17, thy word is truth, O Lord. So the word of God is truth, of which all truth evolved from, both spiritual, scientific, economic, industrial, natural, or social, whatever kind of truth, by which all things visible and invisible were created, Hebrews 11:3, and by which they are upheld. You see, everything you see today, the microphone I'm using, it is the word of God that created it. Everything was inside the Garden of Eden when God created it. The chair, the wooden chair, this pulpit, everything was there. All Adam needed to do, if he had not sinned, was to spend the rest of his life discovering those things, which we are barely scratching today. So it's not the white man that discovered this microphone. It is God. What Bible said, that in him was life, and the life was the light of men. Say, all things were made by him, and there was nothing that was made that was not made by him. It is the word of God that created everything. That word you have on your lap, it is that word. He spoke that word. Everything came into being. So everything visible and invisible, demons and holy angels, yourself, your eyes, everything you can imagine that you can see on the face of the earth, the air you breathe, the word of God created you. So don't limit your Bible to scriptures alone. It's beyond that. As you change yourself, everything was created by him. Visible and invisible electromagnetic waves, whatever. He created the x-rays. God created it with his word. And he honored us. It's a privilege. And has given us that word. When I said study, he said you had better study. Don't take it lightly that, okay, church is just coming to church. No. Things are going to begin to change in church. Like pastor used to say, you're not going to be coming to church just to learn about the Bible alone. But you're going to begin to learn about your own purpose, about your life, your destiny, scientific discoveries, things like that. God just whispered to you. So, wow. So, let's take it to that word. So, what are we saying? That is the word of truth. We need to take it to it. By all things were made, visible and invisible. Also, it says that, as a workman that needed not to be ashamed. Many of us are ashamed of the Bible. I am not ashamed, though. I'm not ashamed because I know where I'm coming from. Some of us cannot pray. We travel wherever we are. We just switch to the other side. You can't stand for truth. The same word as upholding you. So God wants us to take heed to this word and to spend time. Meditate, we'll see as we continue. So he said that we need not to be ashamed. Why? I said, God is raising up an army of believers who are not ashamed of the glorious gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ. Who will stand for truth and walk in truth in the face of death. Like Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. When you come to the understanding that this word that you hold in your lap, that you read every day. I don't care about this Leviticus. Whether it's Deuteronomy, whether it's songs, whatever you are reading. That when you understand that that is what God used to create everything, even what you are learning in school, is that same word that created it. They begin to take it serious. They're not going to be ashamed. Like now come, you can say bold like Paul said. Say, I am not ashamed. Let's say, I am not ashamed of the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ. For it is the power of God unto salvation, unto them that believe. Salvation, they don't limit it to perfection. Salvation in every area of human endeavor. It is the power of God unto salvation. You know what is very, very important? If you are ashamed of that word now, very, very unlikely. I'm not saying you are practicing. They are just mad. This nonsense. Very likely you may not partake of the glory of God when it comes. It's that serious. Let's open our Bible to God. Luke chapter 9. Verse 26. You may not carry it. You know that guy that leaned upon the king, and they said by this time tomorrow they gave a word, and said even if God will open the door, it can never happen. He didn't partake of it. Be very careful. What does he say? The Lord Himself said, "For whosoever shall be ashamed of me and of my words, of him shall what the Son of Man be." Ashamed when he shall come in his own glory and in his Father's and of the holy angels. He said something in John. He said, the glory that I have given unto me, my Father, I have given unto them. So if you are ashamed of that word now, and of Lord Jesus Christ, you cannot stand for truth. I'm amazed. You see, the guys of the opposite religion, they could wear the hijab anywhere. They're so bold about it. That is not what saved them. They don't care wherever they are. They can park anywhere and pray anywhere beside the road. They will park the vehicle. You cannot even open your mouth to pray in tongues quietly. No one ever knows that you are born again. It's good to know what you have. Oh, my God, is taking this end time serious. And it seems to be taking time. No. It's taking everybody to the brook to drink. Like it is for Gideon. So it's now selecting people. Out of whatever number, 75,000 or so. Only 300 were selected. Not because God did not want to select them. But they did not qualify. Because they were ashamed. Thank you, Holy Spirit. So you see, we need to study, like you say, not read. I'm not talking about Bible reading. That is the foundation. Use your Bible reading. You read it every day. You know, you pray every day like we sing. But it did not say study, it did not say read to show yourself approved. It says study. Say study. Study. Study involves research. You sit down, you compare scripture with scripture, you go, you know, like you want to do an exam or stand before your superior or your supervisor, you go and look for files, you spend time, you download this, you do that. Why do you think we are going to do less to discover the things that God has hidden in this written word? Listen to me, I said that this word, the Bible said, is the word that created everything, things are visible and invisible. Thrones, dominions, principalities and power. And it's that same word that is holding everything. The electron that is revolving around the neutron, whatever, or nucleus, whatever. It is that same word of God that created it. I follow visible and invisible. So remove that veil of darkness that limits the word of God only to religious things, so to speak. He has saved the best wine for the last. So what are we saying? He says study. What does it mean to study? I put down here. What does it mean? To study. When the Bible says study to show yourself approved unto God. It means to, let's say together, meditate, think deeply, ponder upon the scriptures, to fix the mind closely upon a subject, to dwell upon anything in thought, to muse. When he told Joshua in Joshua chapter 1, verse 8 or so, he said, this book of the law was a commandment, not a suggestion, shall not depart out of your mouth. But you meditate upon it day and night. If you are to do that, I'm telling you, my folks, you're going to have less time on WhatsApp. I'm not saying don't use it. I'm saying it's devil. But if you are to obey that commandment, you find out that WhatsApp become shadows. You look at it as if you are not using it. You use it, just put it aside. And not waste time. So you're going to say, so what does that word meditate? At times it means, in the Bible, it says, mortar. I'm a genuine, we are. I enjoy my life, Lord have mercy on me. Enjoy long, compassion, and kind. At times I'm doing my Bible reading at home. Now, what I do, at times I'll look at the scripture, like this one I'm sharing from God, just open it up to me. I will look at the scripture and say, there must be something here. How can it just be this one? And just blow it open on me. I mean, I will share with you how you get it. It doesn't just happen like that because you meditate. There are things you have to do. I will now open it up to me and say, wow, one scripture. So you can now understand when I met the guys on the way to Emmaus and he told them, he said, from where. He opened the scripture from prophets and the law and spoke to them about things concerning him. Or when Philip, when he said, I saw, he said, from that same scripture, he preached Christ to him. From that scripture, the guy was reading. There is a lot that is hidden there. I don't believe we are going to discover everything. Or else, what are we going to do in heaven? It's an unfolding scroll. Eternal word. That's why it's called, thank you, sir. So that is what it means to meditate. How about the Bible says something? Say, let the word of Christ dwell in you richly, in all wisdom. So the word of God is very, very important. We need to take heed to it. We shouldn't just take it lightly again, like we've been doing. Put it as priority. Meditate upon it. Now, why is this message very important? Why is God bringing this emphasis again? I said, from what pastor shared, they said, Africa will surely rise. Nigeria will surely rise. And I've said the reason why we need to rise is because of the cause that came upon the sons of Ham, that have made us the servants of servants. But God has reversed the order. Are you following me? He has reversed that order. And we are the ones that are going to make Africa and Nigeria. The Bible says that the mouth of a righteous is a well of life. The Bible says that by the blessing of the upright, this is exalted. Are you following me? So the answer to this entire move that will make Africa rise and Nigeria rise, it does not lie outside in the world. It's within the church. For we are hidden here. Say hidden here. In the church. In my heart. The secret lies. That is the leaven that you hide in your spirit. Until all is leavened, Christ in you is the hope of glory. Thy word have I hid in my heart. All the treasures of wisdom and I have hid in my heart that I manifest the glory. I'm trusting God to open our understanding. Praise the Lord. Point number one. The Bible says that Colossians chapter 2 verse 3. Why? The Bible says, in him I hid all the treasures of wisdom and knowledge. When some of us read the Bible, we will see that as okay. I have to do revelation concerning the Bible. It's true, boys. He said all. Say all the treasures of wisdom and knowledge. In him, that's the God, in him I hid all the treasures of wisdom and knowledge. Him there is the word of God. In the beginning was the word, and the word was God, and the word was God. So in him, in God, in the word, I hid all the treasures of wisdom and knowledge. I'm not saying anything new. Pastor has thought over this. I encourage us to go back. I went back. You know, there's a landmark, treasures of wisdom and knowledge, integrity of God's word. He's preached many times about these things. But why is God bringing it back at this time? Because it's a season of fulfillment. Praise the Lord. That is why, you know, Bible talked about Job. Job 32. He says that there is a spirit in man. There is an inspiration of the Almighty giving them understanding. There's a spirit in man, the Bible says, in Job chapter 32 verse 8. Say there is a spirit in man, and the spirit of the Almighty giveth them understanding. If Christ be in you, the body is dead, but the spirit is life because of righteousness. If the spirit of him that raised up, there is a spirit in man. If the spirit of him that raised Jesus Christ from dead, just he that raised Christ also quicken your mortal body. It also quicken your mind concerning the education. Make sure it's dwelling in you. Praise the Lord. And Pastor has taught us so wonderfully. I don't have time to tell you. I can put you on the board. About the ability of the mind of Christ. The ability of the mind of Christ. That mind that can comprehend. He learned the breadth, the depth and the height of God's creation. I put it here. God wants to reveal the secrets of creation to man. That is what he started doing before Adam fell. How can Adam, one man, name all the animals? Think about it. How can one man? It was a test. You see, what God did was this. He said, okay, Adam. He wanted to see whether Adam, the Bible says, he brought all the animals to him. Once he said, in Genesis, to see what he will call them. Let me see whether he has my mind. Because he had just created man at that time. In Genesis, you can put it there, somewhere there. He said, he brought all the animals to them. And he wanted to see, you can put it there on the board, to see what Adam will name them. And when Adam named them, he said, whatever Adam called it was, Pinito, that means he picked the mind of God. You see, there are some things that Pastor Kunos, you had better pick the mind of God before you make a decision. And it is hidden in the written word. So God came to see what Adam would call. I said, whatever Adam called it, that was it. I did a bit of entomology in agriculture. You are naming ants. Perhaps a visible and invisible amoeba, whatever. And Adam named all those things. I did not name one twice. And as if, can you imagine if Adam had called the lamb the lion? He could not make that mistake. So when God saw it, God was pleased. But yes, this is the man after my pattern. He was testing him. See, Adam, and Adam, no, the verse before. Let me just mention it and move on. The verse before says, and out of the ground of God formed every beast of the field and every fowl of the air and brought them unto Adam. To what? See. Say God wants to see in this end time what his sons are going to do. So, let's move on. I said, put it down. God wants to reveal the secrets of creation. That is what he started with Adam before he failed. He brought the first one. And he brought the woman again. Adam got it. He said, he brought him. Let him make her help me to him. God had called the woman, woman, before he brought him, but didn't tell Adam. Just let him make her help me. So when he brought it to Adam, Adam was sleeping. He woke up. He said, this is bone of my bone, flesh of my flesh. So I just want to ask him a question. She shall be called woman. God said, well done. You have my mind. You know the story, man fell. But we are going to get that thing back. So we have the mind of Christ in everything. As he reveals the secrets of the creation to us. Second point I have is that our life is hid with Christ in God. Let's get our life is hid in Christ. We go say my life is hid with Christ in God. Pastor has taught. You see, when you understand that your life, whatever you are going to do, your marriage, your children, the names you will give them, everything is inside our Bible. It's inside you. You may not see you are going to marry Stella. But I saw it there. I will show you. I didn't want to say it before. Now that I mentioned it, I will show as an example. Yes, I will show you. My wife is inside the Bible. Yes, my wife is. Everybody, whatever I go to do, your job, everything, every decision you are going to make inside the Bible. Because why? Your life is hid in with Christ in God. Colossians 3:3. Let's look at it briefly. Colossians 3:3 says, for you are dead. Pastor Kune was preaching so beautifully this morning. I was so excited. For you are dead and your life is hid with Christ in God. So why are you living like a dead man? When you start living that other life, you are dead. You are a dead man walking somewhere to die, like you know of Israel perished in the wilderness because they had no spiritual education. A dead man walking. If you limit yourself to only secular education, the glory can never fill that tabernacle like that of Moses that I gave. So let's look at Revelation chapter 22, verse 19. I'll give us some examples. Pastor has mentioned it. I'm just sharing what the fathers have shared. I'm old. When I sat down, I said, Lord, that's why God spoke that. I was almost crying. And God has spoke to me. He said, this is a dreadful place. Jacob was going somewhere with all his infirmities, but he came to this place, the place called there, and he rested. That's the scripture, Pastor Christian Center. With all his infirmities and everything, now God opened the heavens due to the covenant of his father Isaac, is one that sent him. And when he woke up, he said, wow, God,
This is a dreadful place. It is the house of God. The gates of heaven. Where the elders sit. And he made a vow and he said, Lord, if you will take me anywhere and you bring him out, give a tent. Let me tell you, let me give you an announcement. Like mommy said, all our children are coming back. They are bringing the knowledge, the tithes. They are bringing it back to this house. To Nigeria. Pastor said something after I finished that message that day. When we were going, he said something. He said, like, God made a decree. Allowed Caesar, whatever, make it to the go and do the taxing. Come and ask me. Or like Aquila and Priscilla. They will never fulfill their destiny, but remain in Rome. But the decree was made. They sent them out. Yeah, pack, pack. We don't want to see you again. Pack, 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 pack. That was how they met Paul. Ah, Jacob said, ah, my God, if I go here and you bring me back in this place called Bethel, this dreadful place, will I give you a tent? You think Jacob's tent is small? Don't you know the dream that God gave him? Anyway, are we there? Help me, Holy Spirit. Revelation chapter 22, verse 19. Revelation 22, verse 19. Thank you, Holy Spirit. I'm grateful. Thank you for covering. Let's go down. And if any man shall take away from the words of the book of this prophecy, God shall take away his part out of the book of life. That means he was there before. And out of the holy city. That means he was there before. And also for the things that are written in this book. That means it is there. Everything. I'm not joking. I will give that example of my wife. I don't like talking about myself. The Bible says the Spirit of God will glorify Jesus. And he will honor. That's his ministry. But specifically, I will mention it. Let me give you three examples. And I will not give my partner an example. The children of Israel, when they came out of Egypt, Hebrews chapter 11, verse 27. I've mentioned it before in preaching some time ago. Hebrews 11, 27. Let's read. When they came out of Egypt, there were things written concerning all of them. Their destiny was to get to Canaan. So who's talking about here? Moses. Say, by faith, he forsook Egypt, not fearing the wrath of the king. For he endured and seen him. Oh, it was invisible. He started with Moses. Next verse. Through faith, he kept the Passover and the sprinkling of blood, lest he that destroyed the firstborn should touch them. Others have joined. Follow me. You know that story in Exodus. Next verse. By faith, they, Moses and all those guys, passed through the Red Sea. Things written concerning them in this book. By dry land, which the Egyptians are sent to do, were drowned. Now they enter the wilderness. What happens? Verse 30. By faith, the walls of Jericho fell down after they were compassed about 7 days. What happened to the wilderness experience? Their own part was taken away from things written in this book. They crossed the Red Sea, fine. He didn't talk about the wilderness experience because they misbehaved. He said with many of them, God was not pleased. So God removed that part. Out of the book of life, out of the things written in this book, it was removed. So from there, he jumps now from the wilderness, from crossing the Red Sea, he jumped right to Joshua and Caleb. And I said, by faith, the walls of Jericho fell down after they were compassed about 7 days. All those guys that perished in the wilderness were not there. So he omitted it. He gave it to their children. That would not be a lotto. I'm talking seriously. I'm not joking. You see, the other day, God spoke to me years ago. He said, you remove when you don't do by default. When you don't do what you're supposed to do. Not that I'm not talking about you make a mistake, you're tired. No, as a habit, you are removing. Because it's the doers that are blessed. So, that's one example. Exactly like happened with John the Baptist. He was supposed to go in the spirit and the power of Elijah. We all know that. But let me show you a scripture that confirms it. Acts chapter 13, verse 25. Acts 13, 25. What does this say? Talking about, you see, Pastor, Jesus, when he had finished, says, and as John fulfilled his course, he said, whom think ye that I am? I am not he, but behold, there's one. There cometh one after me, whose shoes of his feet I'm already to lose. Put the amplified. He said, as he did what? As he fulfilled. You see, the day that he announced, I said, this is the beloved, my blessed son, in my wife, when he made that announcement, and told them in John. John said, there's somebody among you. That was it that the ministry ended. That should have been his last message.
So he could feel the second part of the spirit and the power of Elijah. But he never says. And as John was ending his course, when he asked, you know, you can remember that one. You know when he asked that question? That was the day should have stopped. You should have stopped baptizing. What he said, ask, what or who do you secretly think that I am? I'm not he, the Christ, no. But know that after me, one is coming, the sandals of whose feet I'm not worthy. So Bible says, as he was ending, that was the end of what called him to do. He was supposed to just pack his bag and join Jesus Christ. He did not. So that day that he continued preaching, he has signed his death warrant. So don't blame Herod. Don't blame that girl that was dancing. Like Pastor Kule was preaching so beautifully, Satan had orchestrated everything. What caused it? He was proud. Look at the years down the line that Satan had planned that into finishing up for lack of humility. He kept on baptizing. So Jesus Christ saw there was nothing he could do again. He came there the second time. I don't want to turn there. He just said, Bible said, when the people were asking questions, he became contentious. Who is baptizing? Jesus Christ moved away. That is what Abraham did with Lot. When they were fighting, I said, he said, there's no point. God will show whom he approves of. If you go right, I will go left. If you go left, I will go right. Go. You saw the end of the guy. His own path was taken from the book of life. Second and third example is Judas. Judas missed the upper room and he missed the throne. He was supposed to be in the upper room. He missed it. He was supposed to be on the throne, like Pastor Kule was preaching today. Matthew chapter 19, verse 28. So we have to be very careful. Matthew chapter 19, verse 28. And Jesus said unto them, who are them? The 12 disciples. Verily, I say unto you, that ye which have followed me, Judas was still there. In the regeneration, when the Son of Man shall sit in the throne of his glory, you also, including Judas, shall sit upon the 12 thrones, judging the 12 tribes of... He missed it. His own path was taken away. Say, take his bishopric. You had better be careful decisions you make. That Pastor Glory was preaching, I'm going to get there. Parents, you had better command your children. Paul says, Abraham, he said, I know him. He's going to command his children to walk in your law. Why? So that God can fulfill what they have spoken to Abraham. If you don't command them, you hinder God from fulfilling it. That woman prayed and said, children, youths, 30 under, stand up. They're the one that will cut that tape with us, Joshua and Caleb. I will show you as you continue. Pastor, I mentioned it, so I mentioned it with my wife. Just as an example. When I was believing God, praying, order submission, blah, 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 blah. Then Lord spoke to me. You know this scripture, he says, Proverbs 18 says that, he that findeth a wife, findeth a good thing, and obtaineth favor of the Lord. We all quote it. But see, Pastor has preached a message before that you need to the inward witness, you know, confirmation outside. You need the word witness. So I kept praying for me to be sure. Because it's important for you to be sure. Because when the storms of life come, the vicissitudes of life, you have to stand on the word. So I kept praying. And we started cutting. And when you're engaged, you start seeing things you didn't see before. And I said to myself, are you the one to come? Or should we expect another? So I kept praying. If I was very, very difficult, my wife is very lovely. I miss her so much. Honestly, she's a lovely woman. But what am I saying? God has spoke to me from 2 Timothy chapter 1, verse 14. Open there. To confirm. But look, that stop this nonsense that you are doubting. It says, that good thing which was committed unto you, keep by the Holy Ghost which dwelleth in us. So he that findeth a wife, findeth a good thing, and obtaineth favor of the Lord. So God, that good thing that I've committed to you, keep by the Holy Ghost. Ephesians chapter 5 says, by the husband love your wives as Christ loved the church, and he gave himself for him, that he might sanctify and cleanse by the person of water. It's the same thing. So I don't doubt. But I have to keep that word all the time. God, you gave me this word. So when things come, things that have happened in my relationship, I won't mention them. Difficult things. I go back to it. I look at it. I don't allow it to dim. You must keep putting the life of God so you can see. When his promises seem to be delayed, the angels will give it light. Like Pastor Kuno was preaching, I just mentioned, I didn't want to mention, I went somewhere to see a friend recently and I
some days ago. I went to his office. I sat in, he was sitting down behind his chair. Had a big office. He had this other chair. So there are two people there. One girl and one guy. They came to seek him for help. So you know, in front of chairman's chair, you have two chairs. They found those chairs facing each other like this. And they were not facing him. So when I entered, he said, come in. Call me by my nickname. I was so happy. Come in. So when I entered, I saw this lady. Hey, he said, sit down. What she wore is an abomination. He was like this for here. The person that brought her to look for that job, the person sat down in the big office, can have a table for meetings. That one went to sit behind and I placed her right in front of this, my friend. So the table is like this. She started like this. So the other empty chair was like this. So sit down. money. Bros. Money, fourth word, if you did, I mean, yeah. But he's at the 4 o'clock. I didn't buy the devil. The devil not say, sit at my right hand. No. I said to myself, having done how to stand therefore. I carried my bag. No. Sit back. He will come and say, turn the soul to bread. He said, the angels have given charge over you. No, this is not the time to sit down. He said, stand. I prayed in the morning. 1 hour, 2 hours, coming up a Bible reading in 1 second. You know, it's so bad. You know, she starts like this. You know, and I will sit face to face. The $1 million pool. I stood. I said, Jesus, shall know me. And you see, you can buy that, you can confess. But when it comes now, flee. Don't be foolish. As I don't buy no devil. Free, don't bind no devil. You do your binding at home. Then now be what that scripture that applies. He said, no bind. Be as wise as a serpent and as harmless as a dove and as bold as a dove. So I said, I'm in a hurry. I'm out of my days. Lord, man, I have to go. I don't have to tell him that. No. Fourth watch. Our learning in 1 second. So let's move on. So I put that, you limit your ability to fulfill all of your destiny. The what, the why, the how. If you do not study this word of truth, you limit. You can't know the what. You can't know the how. It's not on the website. You're going to go and pick the person you're going to marry. It's stupid. Somebody you have not met before. As a Christian, go to this dating website to go and pick. Thou fool. You are a fool. Because of spiritual slothfulness, you can't dig into the word and bring it out. Say, search the scriptures. For in there, you think about it, I said, the same thing testifies of you. Search the scriptures. Pray, spend time. If you don't hear anything, stay there. Under submission, it will come. Be patient. Don't follow the world's ways of getting things done, either job or whatever. What do jobs can come to you, my dear brother? One may offer you 1 million per month. One may offer you 10 naira per month. You had better pray. I know the God. You had better pray. I'm not saying that God cannot give you 1 million. That's what I'm saying. But just be sure. So when things start rocking, you are standing. I won't give any example again. So the point number 3. I said to overcome heresies and doctrines of devils in this end time. 1 Timothy chapter 4 verses 1 to 3. You see, a lot of heresies in the church today. Doctrines of devils. And Satan is backing them in the Pentecostal church with anointing and power. But I better know the word. That man was sharing that time, we had the elections and all that. He said, all I know is I'm standing on the word, period. So I'm not going to move by all this stuff. So what does he say? Now the Spirit speaketh expressly that in the latter time some shall depart from the faith, giving to seducing spirits and doctrines of devils. Next verse. Speaking lies in the brokenness, having a conscience. Let's leave it like that. I want us to see 1 Corinthians chapter 11 verse 19. Help me, Holy Spirit. Help me, Holy Spirit. 1 Corinthians chapter 11 verse 19. Help me, Holy Spirit, please. 11, 19. For there must be also heresies among you, that they which are approved may be made manifest among you. Study to show yourself approved unto God. If you don't study, you're not going to be approved. So when heresies come, you're just following them away.
That's not our portion just then. Then the last point I have here is that God is poised in this end time to show his approval on those that study the word by releasing upon them the spirit without measure, and they may do signs and wonders at the same level that Lord Jesus Christ did and greater. We have seen signs and wonders, but the one we are talking about is not the ones we have seen. We're talking about the one that Jesus Christ carried. So you don't say, we have seen signs and wonders. We will see that good, those God approves. That's why I said that. He said, verily I say unto you, the works I do, you shall do, and greater. Acts chapter 20, verse 32. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Acts 20, 32. What does it say? 20, 32. Acts 20, 32. Okay. Let's go to Acts 2. Okay. Now I say, the word of God, I commend the word of grace, that's able to build you up and give you an inheritance. Let's leave that one because of time. Acts 2, 22. It is that word that will build you up and give you an inheritance, the spirit of that measure. What does it say? Ye men of Israel, hear these words. Jesus of Nazareth, a man was approved of God among you. How? By miracles and wonders and signs which God did by him in the midst of you all. So we are going to see those that God have approved in this day. Miracles, I'm not talking about, and we don't despise what we have. But greater works than this we shall do. Not because you are better. Because if you further down the line in John chapter 14, it says that because I go unto my Father. So I say, whatever you ask in my name, I will do it. So it's not you doing it. It's only I'm going to do greater work than Jesus Christ. You are going to ask in his name for wisdom about your job, then he will give you. It wasn't his own dispensation at that time. That's why I couldn't do it. But I paid the price for you. Okay, I've done my part. Go ahead. So understand that. So I said to my sons of Ham, I have a word for the sons of Ham. Because that yoke has to be broken by the reason of your anointing, the spirit of that measure. That is why up to date, nothing can break it. Pentecost cannot. Talk less of Passover. Isaiah chapter 10, verse 27. Say, in that day, I shall come to pass in that day, that is what burden of servitude shall be taken away from off thy shoulder, and his yoke from off thy neck, and yoke shall be destroyed because of the spirit of that measure. Black men are going to rise up. Discoveries. Time will not permit me to talk about things that God did in the early days. Macon, the past, Michael Faraday or whatever. All these people. Einstein. Time will not permit me to talk about them. But God is poised to do something new in Africa. On every realm. Educational realm. Social realm. Every realm. Music. The pastor has taught us. Choir will come for there. What's it called? Rehearsal. The glory of God will fill, not the service though. They'll come on Saturday. People will start falling under the power. Then you're wondering, are they having a service? No, they're just rehearsing. Then you come right there and see that I create that is even drumming. The drama group will ask. They will recruit. You know, apostles, no, not watching, don't watch silly films. The drama group will ask. They will produce a film. You go and watch a normal film. You just give it to somebody, they will watch it, and the power of God will hit them. Not by watching a film by a Christian for entertainment. These are things to come. Can you imagine somebody today should discover a kind of food supplement that guarantees that if you take it, it guarantees that if you don't have accident or anything, as long as you take it, your immune system will be very active and can live for nothing less than 40 years. That's what he did for them in the wilderness. They called it manna. Somebody should discover that. You think that everybody will not come and buy it? But the purpose for doing it is for us to propagate the gospel. So not just for you to be rich. Are you following me? So what I was saying, I begin to round up. How are we going to get this thing? This is the most important part of the message. I'm going to go through it briefly. We are going to use the blood, the word, and the spirit to pray with all types of prayer in the spirit in order to rightly divide the word. Remember that scripture. Study to show yourself approved unto God as a workman that did not be ashamed, rightly dividing the word. So I go to see the second, you see, I won't turn to Hebrews chapter 5, verse 7. And then you also pray your Pauline prayers. The Bible says in Hebrews chapter 4, verse 12, it says the word of God is quick and living, sharper than any two-edged sword, dividing asunder the spirit stone. So how are you going to rightly divide the word? It's the word that divides the word by the spirit. Ephesians chapter 6. He said, when you put on the whole armor of God, he said, you take the sword of the spirit, praying always God has a prayer in the spirit. So how do you divide the word? Rightly dividing the word of God. You take this that same word that will divide the word. The son of the word. If your spirit now takes that same word and begins to divide it. This is where you're supposed to go. Go this way. This is that. This is that. Are you following me? That is why I give a little story so you can understand what I'm saying. That is why when Jesus Christ, when he broke the book bed, he gave it to disciples, a type of the word. Disciples now took that same bread and gave it to people, smaller pieces. Then when you now get your own, when you now go back home, you can't put everything in your mouth. If I'm going to serve Pastor Boyega, what he's going to eat? That's a just Christ is taking it. He breaks the bread. He gives it to them. He's broken the major part. He gives it to disciples who are a type of fivefold ministry. They take it. They also break it. You now give it to people, smaller portion. You now take that portion. You can't stop that portion that's supposed to fill you in your mouth. You have to break it. Now you put some. You give your child some. That is the order. Jesus Christ did not come and go and give it to the boy that gave him the five loaves or the people in the congregation. That is the order. It comes from top down. God gives it to his set men. The kings on Zion's holy hill. They give it to those that are under them. Those that are under them, they give it to you. You too, when you take it, you go back and you pray, you digest it. You begin to break it. You give it to your family. Praise the Lord. So what are we saying? I have to stop. Dear Jesus. So I will advise us, because of time, to go and review God's pastor's weekly rema, week 23, verse 20 to 14. A language of scripture is very important. It's very important. That is what we call the alphabet of scripture, spelling of scripture, and the rules of grammar. So you cannot understand what you are reading the Bible. God will take here a little, there a little. You can now begin to understand. Are you following me? Yeah. So the second point, I've already mentioned it by introducing that weekly rema, is obeying and submitting to the teaching of true apostolic and prophetic spiritual fathers, the spiritual kings of Zion's holy hill. They are the ones that search out the scriptures. Proverbs 25:22 says, it is the glory of God to conceal a matter, but it is the honor of kings to search it out. We are all kings potentially, but we are not yet kings. So it will take a king to search it out. Like I just said, giving the example of Jesus Christ. Those disciples now take it and now break it. You now take it now. Wow, wow. Pastor said this. Wow, wow. One example, taking the Father's Spirit. So, do you remember Solomon was the one when there was a contention on the baby? He said, go and bring me a sword. It's the kings that take the sword. They will divide the word. Ah, thank God for pastor. They will divide the word. They will break it, break it, break it. Then they will give it to those under them. Those under them, they will give. Then you will take that thing. Don't play with what has been. This is a dreadful place. It is the gate of heaven. The house of God. Angels are always going and coming. Praise the Lord. So, another scripture I just mentioned says, in their light we see light. So, the other aspect I'll mention, the scripture of God given in Isaiah chapter 30, verse 26. It says that in that day, the light of the moon shall be as the light of the sun. And the light of the sun shall be sevenfold. So, the sun there speaks of covering. The moon has no light of its own. In their light we see light. I follow what I'm about to say. So you see, God now, that's what God wants to do. I and the children that God has given unto me has for signs and wonders. Follow me on. I'm going to stop now. The last aspect is that the Spirit of God will now begin to guide you into all truth. John chapter 16, verse 13. See, when the Spirit of truth is come, it will guide you into all truth. Not only the Bible, whatever you are involved in. It begins to instruct. The Bible says it will instruct you the night seasons. He says that you hear what behind saying, this is the way, walk in it. If I keep giving examples that we have seen here and there, righteous ice cream, you go to bed, mom just woke up and said, this is what we are going to do. And tomorrow, people are still talking about that ice cream. There are many that can give, but I'll just leave that as an example. We instruct you, and as you go to bed, you just wake up and say, wow, I know what I'm going to do. Yes, yes. This is how we're going to solve this ozone layer that is depleting. You say, wow, this is what we're going to do to solve this thing. And you patent it. A dream in the night. That's what he did for Jacob. That's what he did for Jacob. So you can imagine the tie that he brought back. The silver is mine. The gold is mine. In this place, can you imagine sons of God all over the world? Take hold of this message. And God brings them back. He said, God will not fill this house with glory. I'm not talking about bringing just cash alone. Knowledge of written inventions. Treasures of darkness. He didn't reach his stored in secret places. I follow me. So when we quoted that word, it said, I will lift up an ensign unto the nations of the world. I mentioned it already. But I said, arise, shine, for the light has come. and the glory of the Lord is represented. Gentiles shall come to the brightness of thy rising. Why? Because the entrance of his word giveth light. That will become a lighthouse. That light begins to shine, and the darkness cannot comprehend it. Philippians chapter 2, verse 15, amplified. As I begin to stop. Amplified. Philippians 2, 15. Help me to stop, Lord Jesus. Say, that you may show yourself to be blameless and guileless, innocent and uncontaminated children of God, without blemish, faultless, and perfection, in the midst of a crooked and a wicked generation, spiritually perverted and perverse, among whom you all are seen as bright lights. That's what we declare that day. Lighthouses. As stars or beacons. Lighthouse. Ensign. Shining out clearly in the dark world. Next verse. What is the purpose when you now come? Holding out to it an offering to all men. The word of life. This gospel of the kingdom. See, it's not just to shine for shining sake. When they come, Bible says, men of stature, they will come in chains unto you. Say, please help me. When they come to that light, they will come from the north to the south, east and the west. They will come to Africa. But Africa will no longer be dark. When they come, they will come with their wisdom. Everything they have, they will bring it at your feet. The time of Solomon. When you now bring it, it's not just so you can sit down and enjoy like Solomon and my 700 wives. No. A greater than Solomon is here. Christ in you. But you now offer them the word of life. And fulfill that scripture. This gospel of the kingdom must be preached to the ends of the earth. Then the end shall come. It at heart and ear. Let me hear what the Spirit of God is saying. In closing, Mommy declared something. I'm going to use to stop. He said, youths 30 under, stand up. I want to stand up now. After all these years. Anyway, we all stood up and she prayed for them. Let's say together, youth, under 30, stand up. That means ages 1 to 30. We notice the word under. I am a man under authority. If you are under 30 or 30, if you are not under authority, you can't work. Say, don't you come back to see, that's another level. He said, youth, under, in submission to the spiritual fathers. Say, stand up. I believe we are all submitted. That's how it's going to work. If you're not under, and as to us that are elderly, Joshua and Caleb, spiritually speaking, me too, I am 30, I'm not yet 30, me maturity, and under. That's what God told me. He said, you better tap into it. The honors and seniors of our time, the issue is not just age alone, or under. That is why Joshua and Caleb made it, they were under Moses. Jesus himself, to protest that point, at the age of 30, he was under authority. There's one that said, whatever I tell you to do, do it. So either you are 30, 1 to 30 physically, or you are 30, or you are not yet, none of us is yet 30. So we are under 30. Aren't you under 30? I'm under authority. So we are going to stand up. Praise the Lord. So God gave me a word to confirm what mommy did. And I give God the glory. Isaiah 54, verses 1 to 3. And we'll stop. It has application physically and spiritually. Sing, O barren, that is not bare, break forth into sing, and cry aloud, that is not travailed with child. For more are the children of the desolate. Now the children of a married wife, said Lord. Next verse. Enlarge the place of your tent. That's your heart. Say, enlarge my heart, so I can run the way of your commandments. Enlarge the place of your tents. Let them stretch forth the courses of habitation. Spare not, lengthen your cords, and strengthen thy stakes. Next verse is my point line. For thou shalt what? Say that we are going to break forth on the right and on the left. And I see the men under 30. Say, hey, the Gentiles. Say, I break forth. Pastor stood there and said, light be. You think they were joking? That was a prophetic declaration. Say, you are breakfast on the light, on the right and the left. Say, North Africa, light be. Ghana, light be. This one, light be. Some of us were looking like, what is going on? And thy seed. Say, thy seed. Spiritual and physical. Under 30, physically
and spiritually. Shall what? Inherit the Gentiles. They shall inherit the nations. This word is being fulfilled. Papa Rapp declared in 1991. Thy seed, spiritual and physical, shall inherit the Gentiles. And make the desolate cities inhabitants. Men and women under 30, spiritually and physically, let's stand up and pray. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Let's talk to God as we pray. Let's repent of our attitude towards the Word of God by which everything was made. But nothing was made. That was not made by Him. In Him was life, and life was that of man. It is as you put that word in you. As you walk in the light while you have a light, let darkness come upon you. Say, the light of life. That when you put in the word, the life now flows into your mind, enlightens your darkness. You begin to get wisdom. Oh, how I love thy word. We take heed to the word we hear. Let's take time to study the Bible. Pray over your life. You see it inside the Bible. I can give examples of what I'm doing now. I've seen it before. I'm not bragging. I'm just saying it. Not because I'm special. God told me while I was there, walking Pastor Boyega, I was sitting right there in the old auditorium. It can happen to anybody. If any man will do his will, then shall he know. Who told you God doesn't want you to know? Then I get to heaven and I tell God that God didn't tell me that suppose you have called me to finance the gospel. God said, you didn't study the word. You read it, but you did not read it. That pastor said, the word did not read you. You just read it. He said, study, not read. Study to get information in your head. Study will now take it from your head to your heart, from your heart now begin to work it out and fulfill your destiny. Oh, how I love thy word. Oh, how I love thy word. It is my meditation all of the day. Filling my heart and mind. By this light I will know the way. Thy word. To God has been taught. Let's put one hand on our heart and raise the other hand to heaven. Don't let's condemn ourselves. God has left another open door for us. The word has gone out that God wants to make us light houses. Let's start. Covering will cover what you have not been doing. Are you following me? But as we start ourselves, we begin to see these things, these treasures of darkness, hidden riches stored in secret places, the secrets of creation. Bible says, they have saved the best for the last. Say, to the intent that now, unto principalities and powers by the church, by the main manifest, the manifold wisdom of God. You become a sign, you become a wonder. Father, we confess our sins, and so we claim with the blood. In Jesus' name we have life. Lord, please have mercy on us as we pray. Heavenly Father, I thank you for your word that has come to me today, reminding me
of the importance of getting a spiritual education in order to partake of your glory in this end time. I come to ask for mercy. I come to ask for grace afresh to enable me to study, to show myself approved unto God as a workman that needed not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. I also set my will to obey and to submit to true spiritual fathers, that I may receive the keys to decode the things written concerning me in your word, making me a lighthouse to this generation. In Jesus, let's pray. In Jesus' name, Father, we thank you. Lord, just we thank you. Holy Spirit, we thank you. For indeed, Abraham rejoiced to see this day. The day of the Christ child be manifested.